Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, I clicked the button a bit too quick there. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your fan team stream ahead of the Game Week 28 deadline. It's exciting news, Josh. The Monster is back. Finally, they've had to sort of keep sending it back, keep cancelling them because of all the postponements, and then they keep writing off the weeks. But now it looks like things are back to normal, and the Monster's back. And we like the Monsters, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, we love the Monsters. It's a great way to shape this little stream. I think like it's like it really gives an insight into like what we like for the week for all of the games. You know what I mean? So I think it's a really nice thing to do. And yeah, hopefully we can win for a change.
Yeah, I know that'd be nice. I thought doing these streams with you, I'd be able to retire by now. But you're rubbish.
We've missed the 2 weeks where we would have hit the jackpot. So I remember you had 1 week where it got cancelled midway through, where you were almost top. You were almost top. Yeah. So that was one. We missed the week where Saar got like 3 goals when I tipped him every week. Literally, I think. And then last week, I was all in on Kane and Son against Man City. Like I put them in every single team. And we didn't get to do a Monster that week either because you were on holiday, I think. So we've just missed.
It's always the way.
We've missed the 3 weeks where we would have hit the jackpot, I think. Yeah. So maybe this is another one.
If anyone's wondering what the hell we're talking about, this is a fan team stream. So it's not the same as sort of the official FPL. It's a different game. You pay entry money into it, and you can win sort of big money off the back of it. Obviously, everything we're talking about is a form of gambling. So, GamblerWare, there's a link to that, gamblerware.co.uk. 18 plus only. Don't gamble any money that you can't afford to lose, and all that stuff as usual. The Monster game. So there's a season long fan team game. We're not even going to talk about that this week, Josh, because I, for the first time this season, forgot to do my fan team teams, and I've absolutely tanked down the rankings. So we're not even going to look at... I didn't even ask you for your screenshots this week. I don't even want to see your team, which is terrible. We're focusing on the Monster game. Now, the Monster game is essentially the weekend matches. So it doesn't include the first game of the weekend, but then the other games are included. We'll talk about exactly which fixtures are covered. And essentially, you build a team, almost like a free hit team, just for the weekend. You enter into it and then you can win money if your team does well. Like we said, Josh and I haven't won any money yet, but we've been close. We've been really close. So we'll be talking through how to build a team for that, which players we'd select. You'll notice the prices are all different based on the fixture the player's got as well. And there's also a couple of other rules that we'll touch on as we go for new people who are looking to get involved. The other cool thing we've got is there's a free roll this week for Fantasy Football Scout, well, members or anyone watching this video, basically, completely free to play. If you don't want to actually gamble any of your own money and you just want to know what this is all about, it's the same scoring, it's the same players, it's the same prices, all that kind of stuff. There's a link in the description below. There's a password. The password is FFSGW28. So basically, Fantasy Football Scout Game Week 28, FFSGW 28. There's prizes all the way from 1st to 20th. 1st to 10th get a €20 ticket for the actual game, next week, and 11th to 20th get a €2 ticket. So essentially, it's just a really nice way of learning the kind of ropes before you actually invest any money into it. And like I said, it's completely free as well. So why not play and get involved in that? Right, come on then, Josh. We are going to power through this one today. We are going to build a team effortlessly for the week ahead. I mean, we're both on free hits in our FPL side. Obviously, we don't have to contend with the double game weeks on the Monster. So the games we've got are on the screen. They're Wolves v Palace, Burnley v Chelsea, Newcastle v Brighton, Norwich v Brentford, Villa versus Southampton, Liverpool versus West Ham, Watford Arsenal, City United, and Spurs Everton. Who do you like the look of?
Right, so I think we were talking off stream about how I'm probably not going to have Salah or Kane on my free hit, right? But that's because they've only got one game versus two. Obviously, on this Monster, I think they're amazing picks, of course. So it sounds obvious to start with those two, but I think they're great, great Monster picks this week, especially when they're not handicapped by only having one game versus players with two, because obviously everyone's only got one game on this.
It's a lot of money for Salah, though. 13.8. I don't think West Ham are going to roll over in this match. I don't think he's worth it.
No, I don't know. I just look at it in comparison. Like, if I compare that to Mason Mount at 12.6, I take Salah every day, for example. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it seems like everyone is priced up a little bit. It's like all the Tottenham players, all the City players, all the Chelsea players, all the Liverpool players are priced up. So I still look at page one and I just think, who's my favourite player on the midfielders? And I'm just like, it's still Salah for me. I think like Sterling's 12.8, for example. Salah's only a million more than that. I still take Salah every time. I think, like, it's just when you compare it.
I know what you mean. There isn't as big a disparity between, you know, if Salah was 14 million and Mount was like 10, you'd think you could really use that money to go to something else. But given there's not a huge amount between them. Yeah, I know what you mean. Everyone's going to pick Salah, though, aren't they?
Yeah. Kane and Son are like 12.3 and 12. I like those two for a bit of a discount, I think, because as you talked about again, I think Everton Tottenham could be such a random game. Like, I think you could get any Tottenham team turning up and any Everton team turning up. So that's sort of what we like on the Monsters, the fact that there's a chance at the 4-0 or 5-1 or whatever weird scoreline it could be. And as we know, if Tottenham score, we know it's going to come from Son or Kane like 80% of the time. So I think those could be two to target if you really do fancy Tottenham to have one of their random, really good games, I think.
Kane's in, I think. I mean, he's been playing really, really well. Again, I was really impressed with him against Leeds. I mean, they tried to kind of like man-for-man mark him, but it was ailing, you know, and it was just a disaster. Like, he kept getting up, dragged out of position. Son was just running through and behind. Sessegnon was bombing forward. Doherty was going forward. It was, you know, that's been one of the big problems with Leeds. You give Kane the space to do what he's good at, pinging the ball around, you know, having shots. He was absolutely excellent in that game. Everton could be tight. They could play more like Burnley and try and shut up shop. And that's when we see Spurs struggling. Or it could be Lampard decides to go for this one. I mean, they did show against City, though, didn't they? That they can be compact. They played all right in that match.
Yeah, We saw the horrendous decision, obviously. Like, that, they fully deserved a point in that game, I thought, for the way how resolute they were, to be honest. Like, and then we saw, like, Tottenham do completely the opposite to Man City, where they just tried to attack them on the break kind of thing, which obviously the Tottenham were... That was one of the best performances of the season, I think, Tottenham away at Man City. That was unbelievable. And I don't tend to look at data too much when I'm like, shaping my transfers and stuff on fantasy, but I can't ignore Kane's shot data. It is absolutely absurd in the last sort of 5-6 weeks. He's back to what it was like a couple of years ago. It's just, I can't ignore him. I think he's unbelievable, and he's got hat-trick upside in this game, like, for sure. I mean, as you say, we're not sure which type of each team's going to turn up, but there's definitely the potential for this game to be a little bit open and Harry Kane to like have like 6 shots, for example. And like, if he can have 6 shots, he can obviously score a couple of them at least.
Yep. I'm going to bring the safety net sort of description into this, because people who watch these streams and are familiar will kind of know a bit about it. But the Monster formats have a really cool part of the game, which is called the safety net, which essentially means if you pick a player and he doesn't start, you get the next player on that list coming in for that player. So, for example, a player that I'm going to mention of Spurs is the defender who's top of... You say you don't look at stats too much. Well, Matt Doherty is top of everything at the moment. His expected goal involvement across all the defenders in the league is so massively high. And he delivered against Leeds as well. The biggest problem with him is that you don't know if he's going to start every match. Well, you haven't got that issue with the monster, because if he doesn't play, you've got Romero below him and you've got Sessegnon as well. So Romero is going to start against Everton. So you're guaranteed to get that centre-back coming in. So I'm going to make the case for Doherty as well. 8.3.
It's so nice to pick a player like this that you just can't pick on any other fantasy format. Like, we can't pick him for our season-long teams because we're not sure if he's going to be in the team for more than an extra week or an extra 2 weeks, you know what I mean? But on the monsters, this is the perfect kind of pick, and I'm fully behind that. I think if we pick him, we're sort of back in Tottenham to hit the 2-3-0 sort of game, aren't we? So fingers crossed for that.
I mean, do you think Reguilon comes back in? Like, Doherty was so good against Leeds.
I have no clue. I know Sessegnon's like played the last three league games, right? I think, and like, I can't see he's done anything to deserve to be dropped at this point.
No.
I'm not sure what happened midweek against Middlesbrough. I have literally no idea. It's another one of them Tottenham random performances, I think. But like, I don't think we can pick Sessegnon just because I don't think he does really have a safety net, does he?
No, he hasn't got any at all.
He's right at the bottom, you see. So that's a bit too rich for my blood, I think. But we could definitely pick another Tottenham defender to sort of just back the clean sheet. Like, I don't mind that at all.
Let's not get too excited.
Stick to one, yeah?
Yeah, because, I mean, Doherty obviously plays on the right. He's got Emerson Royale as competition there. Spurs fans aren't happy with Royale at all and his performances. We have seen Doherty move over to the left as well, but Sessegnon, you know, again, had a really good match against Leeds. So I can't expect, I can see it being Sessegnon and Doherty again against Everton, to be honest. Reguilon missing out, once more.
Yeah, I think so. I think the problem with these boys is obviously for the season-long games, like, it's 29 and 30 where we want the Tottenham players, and we just don't have that assurance that either are going to keep their place for 29 or 30, do we? I don't think so. I think we sort of know they're going to play this week, but like, whether beyond that, like, it just takes one bad performance, I think, and they've got Reguilon and Emerson Royale waiting. So, yeah, I think it's an annoying one, but definitely monster picks.
Yep. Clean sheet-wise... I mean, looking at, you know, our free hit teams, we're all flocking towards Wolves defenders, Sarr, Sace, Cody, all those guys, and Chelsea as well. You know, they're finally back. We can finally start selecting options again. There's a big name in defence who's back, which I'm sure we're gonna select. Then you've got like Rudiger, Thiago Silva as well. I mean, Burnley are the second worst attack in the league statistically this season. The second worst team is their other double gaming opponent, Norwich. We don't feature in the monster, but still, it's a very good looking double game week for Chelsea if you're playing the season long game or FPL. But I mean, in defence, I mean, let's go to Chelsea first. It's got to be Reece James, isn't it? Again, this is another opportunity to pick someone who, if he doesn't start, you get the safety net. I mean, you've got Marcos Alonso would come in 10.2, then Rudiger. I mean, you've got everyone who's the most expensive pick. He's a shoo-in, right, James?
Yeah, I love him this week. I think that price is very kind, actually, 10.5. I think that's really, really good price this week. We've seen defenders sort of almost hitting the 12 mark, I think. And you can't really get a better combination than this, can you, with the fixture and the attacking output of a player? I think this is great, and this is definitely one I'd be willing to double up on, I think, for the Chelsea defence. Like, I'd take Silva or Rudiger with this, I think, all day. Like, I think those are both really, really good pairings with James. Sorry,
not a huge amount in it between Rudiger and Silva in terms of price. Rudiger's 9.9, Silva's 9.7. Attacking stats wise, they're both very unlikely to get any attacking returns. I know everyone thinks that Rudiger's got this, like, you know, real potential to get goals. I mean, he never shoots. Like, it's so rare for him to shoot. Everyone, I think, gets a bit carried away when he scores a goal like he did a while ago. Actually, Silva has more shots in a match than Rudiger on average. But again, it's still not very much. But I guess you go for Rudiger because then at least you've got Silva as the safety net. If Rudiger wants to miss out, I mean, he won't, but, you know.
I think if we need the 0-2 later on, we can come back and just switch Rudiger to Silva, for example. But put Rudiger in for now, I think.
Yep. The other thing is we can pick multiple defenders. So, you know, we've got two Chelsea defenders here. We could go for three Chelsea defenders as well. But then you start incurring a penalty on their points. So as tempting as it is to load up on, you know, an entire squad of Chelsea defenders, basically, it's advisable not to do that, because the more you stick in, the more kind of penalties you get with the defence. So you tend to say stick to maximum of two, right?
Yeah, so if you do two, you lose 1 point, which is not the end of the world to me. I think like it's worth it to sort of get the double clean sheet. I think a 1 point sort of sacrifice penalty is worth it. If you triple up, you lose 3 points across the three defenders. Now, that just feels too much. It's almost like you're losing one of the clean sheets, because the clean sheet's worth four and you're losing three. So you're sort of only gaining one for the third extra clean sheet. So, yeah, I always stick to two maximum and then potentially pair it with a midfielder sometimes. So you get like the 1 point for the clean sheet that way extra, and you don't get sort of any extra penalty. So I don't mind doing it that way.
Well, that's going to be my next question. Chelsea midfield, they are expensive. I mean, you've got Mason Mount, most expensive at 12.6. Havertz, who I like the look of, he's most likely going to be in my free hit team. He's 11.9. I mean, they seem the standouts. And you've got Jorginho, 11.4, Pulisic, 11.1. Kovacic 10.9, but it's probably between Mount and Havertz, I'd say, if we are going to pick one.
Yeah, if any. I think they're on the maybe list for sure. Like, I don't mind if you've got a really strong view that Chelsea might win 3-0, for example. I think it would be wise to have an attacker in that scenario. I could just see another route to this where it's just 1-0, though, to be honest, to Chelsea. Same. And it's a bit of a grindy
result. I think they're a lot of money. We can come back to them if we need them, but I think Burnley, you know, set up shop against Spurs. No one's expecting them to keep a clean sheet in that. They've had really impressive defensive numbers despite having, you know, really tough fixtures. Pope's back in form. Chelsea are struggling as well from an attacking sense. So I think we can dodge the Chelsea attack.
Right, can I present some of my bargain basement picks that I always talk about every week?
I would love you to present your bargain basement picks. Yep.
We're going to need to save some money in this team, I think, because we're obviously having Kane. I think we're going to land on like either a Man City attacker or a Chelsea attacker or Salah on top. So I think we need to try and save some money. Now, one game, I just have a feeling will be quite low scoring, and I did actually catch a bit of your black box yesterday, and I think you and the boys actually sort of agreed with this. I think Brentford-Norwich is going to be such a low-scoring game. Like, I really fancy it to be 1-0 either way. Now, I think doubling one of those defences is a really good way to save money. They're really, really cheap. Ooh. They're really, really cheap. And I just think if you catch this one, it's something very unique that no one else will have, really. I don't mind either way, to be honest. I mean, Brentford are 8 million, the goalkeeper is. I'm just quickly looking at the goalies. The Norwich ones are much cheaper. So what did you predict for this one? Can you remember? Was it 1-0? Which way did you predict 1-0?
I've gone for a Brentford win, 1-0. I think we were split. It was Mark, Andy and Pras. And I think two of us went for Norwich and two of us went for Brentford. I've backed a Brentford win just purely because I think if they don't win this, they are in huge trouble. And, you know, the pressure's on. But I think this is the kind of game where you see a team like Brentford win. And Norwich are still... I mean, Norwich are the worst team statistically in defence over the last six. And they're the worst team statistically in attack over the last six. So if Brentford can't win this game, they basically deserve to go down. That's the way I look at it. And, you know, it's maybe a bit harsh on Norwich. I mean, you know, they scored against Liverpool last night. I mean, it was an understrength team, but then they scored against them in the league as well a few weeks ago. Like, they're not completely out of it, but you've got to think a team like Brentford, who are, you know, kind of mid-table-ish a month or two ago, are going to pull it out and win this. So yeah, I'm going for Brentford.
Yeah, I mean, just like, so my strategy for the monster this week, I think, because I've identified this as a place where I really can save some money, I think. And I'm really, really sure this might be 1-0 either way, or even 0-0. I wouldn't rule that out either.
No, nor would I.
So what I'm going to do, half my teams with double Norwich defence and half my teams with double Brentford defence. And I think,
I like it.
But if I do that, I think half my teams will have a good chance of finishing really well, I think, at least. And then if it's the 0-0, I get the bonus of sort of all my teams are still alive, you know what I mean? So I'm really not fussed either way. Like, I'd probably go Norwich because they're at home and their defence is way cheaper. Like, it's over a million per slot cheaper, which I think is that we might need that million at the end of this. Should we at least put the goalie in for now from one of these two? Just the goalie as like a way of getting some saves and maybe a clean sheet on top. Should we do that?
I'm going to put Raya in.
Yeah. I think that's the way that's the way you fancy it. 1-0, isn't it? So yeah. I think it makes sense to go with that. 8 million is really cheap.
Yep, nice.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
What's your thoughts on Liverpool against West Ham?
Well, my hope is that Liverpool don't batter them to nil. Because if they do, and you know, all the people who've kept Jota and have got Robertson and Trent and all these players who I'm not going to have these guys in my actual team are going to go crazy. But Salah's at least there, you know, because I think there's no reason why Liverpool can't score a couple. But I don't think it's an easy game for them. No, West Ham are a good defensive side. They don't tend to ship loads of goals. It's just how many problems can they cause them really in defence? I think the clean sheet for Liverpool looks likely, but I don't think they're going to score 3-4. So a Liverpool defender, potentially, Trent.
I was trying to get you to go one of the two ways, like either pick Trent or pick Bowen, basically, because I think Trent's great, but I also think Bowen's very cheap. So I like Trent at 10-6. I think I think that's a good price.
I don't want to pick him, but only because he's not going to be in my FPL team. That's not really a reason not to pick him, is it?
No, he looks great as well. Like, he does. Robertson's looked really good as well recently, but I think I'd still go Trent just in case Klopp does some of this weird rotation again. Like I can just see it happening now. Now he did it the other week where he benched both of them. Like I think I'd rather have Trent with the safety net of Robertson, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Okay, let's go for Trent then. I mean, the only problem with the defenders we're selecting is we haven't picked any from Wolves, who I know their defensive numbers have been on the decline a little bit, but you know, home game against Palace. I suppose Palace have just scored 4 goals against Watford. Are you kind of dodging this one then?
I've just got to try and hope that it's a 1-1 if I'm not picking any from this. Like, just so the 4 good defences I liked, we've already talked about. So I think it was Chelsea, Arsenal, Wolves and Liverpool. Those are the 4 where I think those might be clean sheets. Obviously, Wolves are a little bit cheaper than the other 3. So I think if people want to build their teams with double Wolves defence, I think that's a great way to start as well, by the way. I don't know. I'm just sort of hoping it's a 1-1. Like I say, Palace have shown they can score against anybody this season. So I don't think 1-1's out of the question for this one.
Okay, let's touch that then.
And then, right. Man United have got an amazing record at the Etihad. Like, amazing record.
No.
I just think, like, Bruno Fernandes is 7 million. I think that's just ridiculous. I think that's just a crazy price.
It is. It is a crazy price. But no.
Just takes a penalty, doesn't it? You know what I mean? And then we're laughing all the way to the bank. We might need it as a cheap player anyway. We'll come back to it. Like, we might need that. I don't know. Because I just think we're going to spend our money.
I can't enter into this tournament. You know, okay, fair enough if it's the free roll and I haven't got to pay. But if I have to pay even €2 to enter a Man United player away at City, I mean, they should lose heavily. They should have scored against Watford, but they didn't. And Ranić, I'm just so unimpressed with him. I still hear all of these, like, who is it that was saying? I think it might be the new Leeds manager. He's like, oh, Ranić's my inspiration for, you know, becoming a manager and all my tactics. It's like, really? Like, United are rubbish. They're worse than they were under Solskjaer. What is the hype? I just don't get it.
Yeah,
but is it the players? I guess it's the players, right? That's the argument. It's the players, not the tactics. He might be a genius, but if you're working with Rashford, who can't even bother to track back anymore, like, what can you do? But, oh, yeah, I don't want any United players in this.
No, I think that's fair enough from, like, a the way they're set up point of view and stuff. Yeah, I'm just I'm just trying to figure out where we can have some cheaper players, basically. What do you think Newcastle. About your game? Newcastle-Brighton, I was just about to say.
Yeah, this game worries me a little bit from a Brighton perspective. I think it's good that we're away from home. I think we need to get away from the Amex with some boos again from the home crowd. Just because, I mean, the Brighton fans get on the team's back so quickly. And it's been a couple of really poor games. I think it's a really, really bad time to be playing Newcastle. They've looked really good. I think you've got Willock there at 8.2. I think that's
the only one I like. I think that's the one I like for sure. Yeah, I mean ASM's quite a bit more, isn't he? I think.
Lynn's in the chat. She says in the last two head-to-heads between Liverpool and West Ham, there have been 5 and 4 goals in total.
I remember the 3-1 one because I was dying for the Liverpool clean sheet, and then Dawson scored late on. I remember he like headed it in off a nothing corner. I was like really annoyed, but yeah.
It's a good West Ham team though. And yeah, they shouldn't be shipping that many goals.
No, I think they're flattered to deceive in attack recently, but I think their defence has been really good once the nasty man has come back at centre-half. Like, he's just a really good defender, unfortunately. He's just so good.
He was really good against Wolves. Really, really good. And it really annoyed me, but he was...
When he plays, West Ham are a very good defence. And when he doesn't play, they are a rubbish defence, and it makes that much difference. It's literally crazy, but...
Absolutely,
I just think, like, again, I think they might just keep Liverpool down enough to, like, not justify tripling up or something, you know what I mean? Like, I think... And that's what we got to hope for our free hits anyway, so...
I guess we should probably put Salah in though, shouldn't we?
This is the best player in the league, like the best fantasy player in the league, I should say, like by double almost, I'd say. It's literally that crazy, I think. So I didn't triple captain him in 26. So like, I'm just looking at it, I'm just thinking, why didn't I do that? It's just, he's the best player in the league, like by miles, and had the best two fixtures. Like, it's just, that's a me problem.
Did you wildcard them?
No, I triple captain Trent. I didn't have Salah. Yeah, it's just like, I still did really well. I got 120 points because I nailed every other spot. Like, literally, but I didn't have Salah, and I got to that score. So I was pretty impressed.
And you got 120 points. That is remarkable.
I tripled the defense instead. I had Van Dijk, Robertson, and Trent, and I captained the wrong one. Obviously, the one who didn't get an attack in return. But
for anyone listening, this is why Josh is here, for fan team advice and not FPL.
I mean, I almost got it, but imagine what I'd have done if I had those like 84 on top or whatever. It's just like, it would have been a world record score, I think, or something. I don't know. So we got to hope it's even in a 2-0. I'd worry he gets both. You know, that's what I'm. That's my thinking. Yeah.
I think we stick him in.
We don't need to captain him though necessarily.
No, I think there's other options we can go for. But yeah, pretty best home in. What about Arsenal-Watford? That looks a good fixture on paper. I mean, Watford were very lucky to keep a clean sheet. They conceded 4 in the match before that. They then played United, and they could have easily conceded 4 goals in that game as well. Arsenal players are pretty pricey, though, just looking at the list.
So, I mean, how much budget have we got left? That's what I was going to ask. And how many
Saka's
slots?
11.7, Martinelli 11. That's a lot of money. I mean, Lacazette's going to be around that, 11.3. Defenders are a bit cheaper, and it's very unlikely Watford are going to score. So maybe we go 5 at the back with this team. Put Tierney in, 9.2.
He's the only one you'd consider. I think he's just so attacking, isn't he? When he's in one of those, like when he has one of those games where he can get really, really far forward, I just think he's a great pick in those sorts of games. This feels like one of those, I think.
We got 16.5 for two players.
Yeah, this is where we need the budget to come in. We basically got to pick a bit of an underdog team who we think might do okay and at least score or something, because the budgets aren't very kind at this sort of price. Like I said, I've already suggested the likes of a Bruno, Bowen as well. Those are both around 7 million. I think those are really good prices, but we can't really play Bowen against Trent, I don't think.
We could go Bowen over Trent. That would please me. Then at least
Let's do Bowen over Trent. I think that just gives us so much more salary relief. It gives us like 19 million for the last two slots rather than 16 million, you know what I mean? So, I think that's perfect.
A Man City player? Do we want a Man City player?
Again, it's a bit pricey. We're going to be struggling for the last slot if we pick one of them. They're all like 12.5, 13 million.
Cancelo, 10.1. Now we've got rid of Trent.
Yeah, I like that. That was one I was going to push if we don't go Bruno, because I think Cancelo is almost the perfect fantasy asset again. How much we got left? Like 9-ish?
9.8.
Oh, Coutinho, not one off. Maybe we could go Coutinho and then swap Rudiger to Silva.
Love it.
I think I know you like Coutinho. You always tip him.
I do, and you know it's the Leeds match, which is the second game of the double that I like the look of. But the Southampton Villa game should be really interesting because Southampton have been great attacking wise. I think they'll definitely score, which means Villa are going to have to attack a bit as well. It's a hard game to call that one.
This is one of the ones where, again, it could get out of hand, like a 3-2. I think it could be a really just interesting football game to watch. I know we'll have a little bit of fantasy interest, I think, because Southampton and Villa have both got a double, obviously. So in terms of the season-long games. But I just think this could be any scoreline. And Southampton are playing amazing at the moment. And Villa games have been kind of open anyway when Gerrard first came in. So I'm excited for this one, actually. I think it'll be a both teams to score, definitely.
Yeah, same. I completely agree. So our team is Raya, Doherty, James, Tierney, Cancelo, Silva. What a back line. Willock, Salah, Bowen, Coutinho and Harry Kane. I guess the question left is, who do we captain and vice-captain?
I think this team's full of options, to be honest. Like, I think in the defence, there's a few options. But I think we're going to default to Kane or Salah, aren't we, probably? I think I'd go Kane, I think.
Is it... I'm sure I ask you this every week. It's not vice-captain points, though, right?
No, the vice-captain only gets points if your captain doesn't play.
So we could go James, captain, then.
Yeah, I do like it. With the double defence, I think that makes perfect sense. Like, I think that does make perfect sense. We just got to hope he gets a goal as well as his clean sheet. But he's the most attacking defender in the league, probably along with Cancelo, isn't he? So,
yeah. So maybe yeah, James, let's do it. James let's captain, do it. Coutinho vice? Or do we
yeah, just someone who's guaranteed to play, literally. Like, I mean, so I always tend to put it on someone who plays in the 3 o'clock kickoffs because we get the lineups for those. So I mean, if Chelsea are one of the 3 o'clocks, then we don't need to worry as long as James is in the team. Like we'll get him as captain anyway.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, okay. Yeah. They are. Yeah, they're at three.
And if James doesn't play, who would you move him to? Would you be happy to go to Alonso then in terms of a transfer, like in terms of swapping him out? Yeah, if Alonso's in the team, I don't know if he'll be either, to be honest, but we'll see anyway.
I think James starts this one. I think he starts against Burnley and maybe misses out against Norwich, which probably isn't the way around that you'd want it, but given that Burnley are a harder team to break down, it makes sense to play him in this one. I think. What's the turnaround between Burnley and
really good? It's on the Thursday, so it's like Saturday to Thursday. I think he could play both.
Yeah, there's a chance he starts both. Then okay, well let's go. I'll put the vice on Salah.
Yeah,
for now. But yeah, if James does miss out, then we'll move it to Alonso. I think
it's probably. It's probably next weekend where I'd worry about James, if anything, week 29, because then there's the Thursday to Sunday turnaround, which is really, that seems quite sharp, I think. So I think he might play Saturday, Thursday, and then miss out next Sunday, maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is great for our free hit double, like to get both games in the double and then miss next week's absolutely fine by me, to be honest.
Yep, I think you're right. Lynn says she doesn't like our team. She says it's an easier team to beat. That's because we took Trent out. She also mentions Kulusevski. Obviously scored a great goal against Leeds. But, I mean, he's a decent punt, right? There's nothing wrong with going for him. You know, you could argue that he's a better punt than Bowen, to be honest. I assume he's around the same price.
No, so Kulusevski on this is too expensive for me. But on the season-long games, I think he's an amazing punt. He's 10.8 on this, which is
10.8.
Too much.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go Kane and Son for the price difference. Like, I think you have to. But I think Kulusevski is amazing for the season long from either this week or next week. I think I'm going to be all over him on FPL, fan team, on everything, to be honest.
I thought it was going to be like 8 or 9 on this.
No, it's fixture based, isn't it? Yeah. So, like, in the same way that I think, like, Jorginho is probably 11 million or something, you know what I mean? Like, that's why Kulusevski's got such a big price increase, I think, compared to... Yeah, Jorginho's 11.4. It's just... Yeah. It's quite heavily fixture-based, the algorithm is. So, I'd pick him if he was 7, like you say, or 8 million. I'd pick him all day as a punt on this, but sadly, he's a bit more than that. But on the season-long games, I think he's 6 and 6.5 or something across the two games. So, I love him on both.
Yep. Agreed. Just another reminder, though, we've been talking about the Monster game. There's links to the €2 and €20 entry point. There's also the Fantasy Football Scout free roll as well. The link to that is in the description below. You click the link, you enter the password, which is FFSGW28. Fantasy Football Scout, game week 28. So check that out as well. That's completely free to enter. You just need to have a fan team. It's two entries max per user as well. So you're not going to get people submitting 100 teams and winning, mentioning no names. Joshua.
It's quite nice to get two entries, though. So you've got two different options for what to put exactly. in. You know what I mean?
Like you mentioned with the Norwich and the Brentford defence, yeah. You could potentially do that. Yeah, and a big surround. If you're undecided against Havertz and Mount, like I am with my free hit team, for example, you can do a team with both of those as well, or one or the other. So, yeah, perfect. Josh, I think we've covered everything there. Good luck to everyone in the Monster this week. Glad to have it back. I'll be entering probably a couple of teams across the different entry points. I didn't mention I did a podcast earlier with Glenn Murray.
Oh, amazing. Mm-hmm. A former Brighton hero.
Absolutely. I'm actually wearing a Glenn Murray top. This is his 100 goals, when he got his 100 goals for Brighton.
Oh, amazing.
I showed him that and he looked really embarrassed.
He seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's really nice. Absolutely terrible FPL, though. And he's got three Palace players in his team. What's that about?
Well, at least we've got something in common with him then, eh? Well, that's all right.
Well, one of us has. Nice one, Josh. I'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.